Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, everybody, I'm Rich, and this is Richmond's Morning News here on News Radio WRVA. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday. No, say Thursday? Yeah. Where did I write down Wednesday? It's Thursday. Thursday, November 16th, here on News Radio WRVA. Thanks so much for spending time with us. Got a lot planned for you today. Yesterday, I'll be honest with you, I really appreciated all the pick-me-up from the fans, the listeners. The folks that listen to this radio show yesterday came in like, what are we going to do after the election? Because the election, if you're a Republican, was such a downer, such a bummer. And I came in, I'm like, okay, well, what are we going to do in the show today? Well, obviously, we're going to recap everything that happened so people can find out the latest, get the information, kind of make heads or tails what happened in the election. And then we took telephone calls. And I'm telling you, I love when we take telephone calls. I built my career on talking to people on the radio. I want to increase that as well here on Richmond's Morning News. So we'll sneak in telephone calls, hopefully, throughout the morning. So I just want to say thanks to everybody that called into the show yesterday. It was great. I was running, candidly. No, you guys don't care if I'm tired or not. I know that's not your responsibility. But we were dragging yesterday. Germ, who's producing the show this morning behind the glass, good morning. No, they can't see you. They can't see Germ's over there waving at you. Germ, this is called radio, R-A-D-I-O. They can't see you wave. I don't have an emoji for that. You actually have to say hello when I say, hey, good morning, Jeremy. How are you? And then he looked over with a very nice grin on his face and waved at the, we don't have a camera. So now he's like, oh, you're going to make me talk. Yes, I'm going to make you talk. He and I were on, we got probably 4 hours of sleep yesterday, maybe a little bit less. And then he turned around, he did the Jeff Katz show, and then he's producing this show this morning. So let me say a hearty good morning to Jeremy. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm great, Rich. How are you this morning?
Really? All that buildup for that's all I got today was?
Well, listen, hey.
Come on. Raise the bar. Let's go. Good morning, pal.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
See, that is the best fake DJ good morning ever in the history of radio. But honestly, we got about 3 hours of sleep last night, right?
If that.
Because we did the late night, and then by the time we watched all the results, got to bed, got up in the morning, prepared for the Richmond's Morning News. Believe it or not, we do prepare for the program. We do get here around 3:30. Now we wake up 3:30, get to work probably 4:30. Thank goodness, thanks to the guys at Wawa's for making my breakfast burrito this morning. And I was a couple minutes late, so they already had hash browns cooking. So I got hash browns this morning, which made my day.
You normally don't get hash browns?
Sometimes. It's a 50-50. Depends on what time I get there. So this morning they dialed me in. I've got my big Bucky's soda cup full of Diet Coke, so I'm good to go for the morning. But yesterday, I really enjoyed the telephone calls tremendously, tremendously. So we're going to try to, somebody just asked, hey, Germany needs a t-shirt that says, we'll speak for food. What do you think?
Right. That's about right.
We'll speak for Ukrop's fried chicken or Ukrop's potato wedges.
There you go.
You know how I get them to do extra stuff for me? I'm not above bribery. Hey, Germ, do you want Ukrop's today? Oh yeah. Okay, I need you to help me with this.
No shame.
Oh, by the way, can I say hi to Doug, who's a big listener, big fan of the show?
Shout out to Doug,
who works at Ukrop's, and I was in there getting, because I offered to buy you lunch, but you weren't here. I sent you a text, hey, you hungry? Didn't get back to me, so I just got food for myself and nothing for you. But Doug was there. He's kind of looking at me. Yeah, I'm Rich Herrera from News Radio WRVA. Thanks so much. Do you know how much joy and goodness you give me every day that I come in? I said I get depressed on Mondays when you're closed, because that's the day Jeremy and I, hey, let's go grab lunch. Where do you want to go? Oh, they're closed. Never mind.
It's like that with Chick-fil-A, too. Like, you're ever craving Chick-fil-A on a
Sunday?
You're always craving Chick-fil-A on a Sunday.
Do you know how much better a Sunday football game, NFL game would be if you could have Chick-fil-A on Sunday?
You can't do it.
No, you can't. Anyway, thanks to Doug for the wings yesterday. They were outstanding. All right, we got a lot to get to on the program. We're going to talk about how the shutdown is affecting our veterans. Jim Gilmore is going to be along. We'll get his analysis of what happened with the Democrats completely dominating the Republicans on Election Day. So I got a whole bunch to get to. But right now, let's start off with five things people are going to be talking about around Richmond today.
You need to know. Number one.
The longest government shutdown in history drags on.
I can't hear you because we have someone who doesn't respect the rights of their colleagues.
You have an obligation.
Democratic Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan interrupted Speaker Johnson's daily press conference, arguing he should make an effort to meet with Democratic leadership. Bipartisan talks are currently taking place among rank-and-file senators on a plan to end the shutdown. President Trump is encouraging Republicans to end the Senate filibuster to reopen the government, but Majority Leader John Thune says the votes aren't there to make that happen. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Hey, guess what? Everybody loves a new record, except for this one. The government shutdown is now at 38 days. How is this affecting everyday Americans? Well, you saw it in the election. Whether Republicans want to admit it or not, the government shutdown did play a part in Virginia's just domination by the Democrats or Republicans. You thought maybe that the Democrats were taking this on the chin. Now it's the Republicans taking it on the chin. The Democrats seem to have been gaining momentum. And again, with all the Doge cuts and people that have had their jobs taken away or have lost their jobs or their jobs are threatened, seriously, it did have a serious impact on this last election. How does it have an effect on what you're doing today? If you're a veteran, we hear so much about the air traffic controllers, troops not getting paid. What about our veterans? We'll talk to Chuck Zingler of how everyday Americans can help those that have served our country. And we'll also touch on Veterans Day, which is coming up next week. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, I'm going to go immediately after the program to the Virginia War Memorial. There is a birthday party for the Devil Dogs, the United States Marine Corps. They'll be honored tomorrow at the Virginia War Memorial. We'll do that tomorrow after the program, but we'll talk with Chuck Zingler coming up a little bit later today.
Number two.
For nearly 3 hours, justices questioned attorneys in a case President Trump describes as life and death over his use of tariffs.
They're not an exercise of the power to tax. They're the exercise of the power to regulate foreign commerce.
Solicitor General John Sauer made arguments for the administration, telling justices President Trump is using tariffs not as a revenue raiser requiring congressional approval, but as a tool to change behavior of foreign governments. Chief Justice John Roberts at times appeared skeptical.
Well, who pays the tariffs? If a tariff is imposed on automobiles, who pays them?
An opinion is not expected for several weeks. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I just want to make you aware of this. This is an important decision that will come from the Supreme Court of the United States, otherwise known as SCOTUS. So Donald Trump has these tariffs, and he's been using that to do a lot of different things, including using the muscle of the United States in foreign policy, bringing countries together that had been at war, fighting back against Chinese aggression, fighting back against this country and that country, slapping these tariffs on. But he's done this under emergency action. The Constitution of the United States says that it's up to Congress to levy taxes, and that's a tariff. The president could do it under emergency powers, but is Donald Trump using these tariffs under emergency powers, or is he usurping the role of Congress with these tariffs? That's before SCOTUS right now. If this gets overturned, it's going to upend everything the Trump administration has been trying to do. Billions of dollars have been collected. He's reset so many different things around the world using our country's tariffs as leverage against and with and for American interest. If this gets overturned, I will see chaos throughout the world, because all of these countries that have been coming to heel with the tariffs will now have that threat taken away. It's something you need to keep an eye on. In a couple of weeks, we'll hear what the Supreme Court of the United States has to say.
Number three.
Prosecutors telling jurors Sean Dunn broke the law when he hit a Customs and Border Protection agent with his sub sandwich in August. The CBP agent testifying the sub hit his chest hard enough that he could feel it through his ballistic vest, recalling smelling the onions and the mustard. Defense attorneys say throwing a sandwich is not a forcible offense, arguing Dunn is being targeted for his political speech and calling for jurors to acquit him. Dunn, a 37-year-old former Justice Department employee, has pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor assault. He was caught on camera throwing the sub in Washington, D.C. days after President Trump deployed federal agents as part of an effort to fight crime. The clip going viral, earning him the nickname Sandwich Guy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I used this one quote from Conan the Barbarian. The most civilized men act uncivilized because they don't have to worry about getting their heads cracked open. I'm paraphrasing there, but here's a guy who worked in the Department of Justice, didn't like that Donald Trump had federal troops trying to bring D.C.'s crime and get it all under control. He worked for the federal government, stood there screaming, giving the F-bomb to the officer, and then turns around and chucks a sandwich, hits him in the chest. Did he hurt the officer? No. But there's the entire thing of, if I threw a sandwich at somebody, so if Jeremy and I were eating lunch today, he made me mad, and I got up and I chucked a sandwich in his face, that's technically assault. I hit him with something. It's to keep law and order and rule and such in line. And I want to talk about this a little bit later in the program and get your thoughts on this as well. Let's kick over to our last kicker today and talk about men make dinner day.
Number five.
Well, my wife has got a headache, and she asked if I could cook. I've heard of Betty Crocker, but I've never read the book. I thought moving the grill inside was all it really took. Now the kids have run for cover, and the dog's afraid to look. I'm a man, give me some Spam and a pan, and I'll fry it up. I'm a man, I'd rather go through the drive-thru and pick some up.
Oh, I'd much rather go through the drive-thru and pick something up. Now, you know what today is, don't you? Today is National Men Make Dinner Day.
Wait, are you telling me that if I still go through the drive-thru, that that does not count as me bringing home dinner, as making dinner? That's two different things?
I think so.
No.
I know. It's National Men Make Dinner Day. So I have to
go through the drive-thru.
I thought that was good enough. I can make reservations, right? Does that count? No, it does not count. So... I need help here. I'm going to ask this question all day long. You could send us a text message, 833-804-1140. Does grilling count as cooking dinner?
Yes.
I've heard both ways.
Wait.
It's National Men Make Dinner. Men Make Dinner, Men Make Dinner Day, whatever. I don't know who decides what all these days are. I'm going to declare National Rich Herrera Day sometime. Anyway. Today's National Men Make Dinner Day. So question to you, men, can you cook at least two complete meals? Can you make at least two complete meals? I told my son, in order to be an adult, in order to be a man, you invite a girl over for dinner. Hey, you want to come over? We'll make a dinner. Oh, you're so sweet. What are you going to do? You need to be able to make two complete meals in order to be a real man. Gentlemen, can you make two complete meals in... level up to what I've told my son I expect out of him? And ladies, does grilling count as making dinner? I grill all the time. I don't have a grill. I think I'm going to get one of those Rectex from Green Top Sporting Goods. but I don't have a grill right now, so I can't cook dinner tonight. But just throwing meat on the grill is fun. I enjoy it. Does that count as cooking dinner? You tell me this morning, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We'll continue with you. I'm Rich Schreier. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Richmond's Morning News on News Radio WRVA. All right, thanks for joining us, everybody. I'm Rich Herrera. This is Richmond's Morning News here on News Radio WRVA. All right, coming up on the program, I do. Now, this is actually kicking up some controversy. If I just grill tonight, is that sufficient for National Men Cook Dinner Day? By the way, this is a dumb day, dumb name, but I'm just asking. If today is National Men Need to Make Dinner Day, I think that'd be better English pronunciation of it, is just grilling meat and then going, here you go, honey. Is that actually considered cooking dinner? Ann from RVA says, if all a man is doing during grilling is doing his grilling meat, not veggies, or making the sides that go with the meat, they're just grilling, nothing more. California Joe in Chesterfield, my buddy, says, oh, heck yeah, I can cook dozens of meals, including all the big holiday dinners. Don't be afraid to invite us over for that, Joe. You tell us, is grilling considered cooking, or is it just guys out there playing with fire? 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We'll continue with you. I'm Rich Herrera. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday, May 16th. It's News Radio WRVA. Hi, everybody. It's Rich, and this is Richmond's Morning News. Oh, do we have a lot to get to on the show this morning? A little bit later, we'll be joined by the former governor of this Commonwealth. Jim Gilmore stops by back from Europe. We'll see what he was up to last week when he went to Brussels and met with a lot of different ambassadors in an event. I think he spoke. We'll talk to him coming up, and of course, we'll get his reaction to Election Day. Also, with the government shutdown going on, I wanted to bring on Chuck Zingler, who's a commissioner of the Department of Veterans Services here for the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's also Veterans Day coming up next week, and there's a big event tomorrow at the Virginia War Memorial as we honor the birthday of the United States Marine Corps. So he'll touch on all of that coming up a little bit later in the program. But I did start a little bit of a controversy this morning here on Richmond's Morning News. The text message, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And if Jeremy feels like it, I don't know, Jeremy, if you do feel like it, if the phone rings, you can answer it to answer this question for us. But again, I'm going to tell everybody we do have to be organized when we do our telephone calls. So I've got this egg timer, 2.5 minute egg timer. When you call up, we put you on and then we check the egg timer, just to make sure that we're not going on and on and on so we get everybody's telephone calls on. So when you call into the program, boom, 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 you got to get right to it so we get on as many calls as we possibly can. So if you want to chime in this early, early morning, it's 833-804-1140. Today is National Men Make Dinner Day.
Does breakfast for dinner count?
I would think so. So I told my son, you got to be able to make two different meals in order to be an adult. So like, hey, you're dating a gal for a while and, you know, it's getting expensive to go to dinner. Hey, why don't you come over? I'll make dinner. She'll think it's sweet, right? She'll think, oh, he's a little bit more sophisticated. He's not a knucklehead. So I said, you got to be able to make two things to show her that you're an adult. So I don't know if he can yet or not. I can make fettuccine Alfredo from scratch, and I can make chicken fried steak. Those are the two meals I know how to make. Nothing else I know how to make. Now, I could grill all day long. I grill like a champ. But as far as sitting down making a full dinner, I can make a chicken fried steak dinner, and I can make fettuccine Alfredo.
I have an idea. Here's the idea.
So combine them?
No. You go and you get takeout, but you tell her not to show up at the house until a certain time. So that way you can take the takeout stuff back to the house and set it up on the plates to make it look like that you actually made it yourself, and then say, hey, honey, look at all this that I got for you. I that still counts, right?
No, then you're just starting the whole thing off on a fallacy.
Well, you know, hey.
It's a lot easier, but
I still think the drive-thru counts.
I definitely think the drive-thru counts. So, the big question is, and people are chiming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, is making a meal the same as grilling? If I grill, if I barbecue, now, again, I know there's a difference between barbecue and grilling, and depending on where you live and where you grew up, grilling or cookout, what do we say in Virginia? Am I grilling, am I having a cookout, or am I barbecuing?
Depends on who you're with, really. If you're barbecuing, then it's got to be actual
smoke.
Barbecue.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
West Coasters just call everything on top of a fire barbecuing.
That's not right.
I know it's not right. That's why I'm now a proud Virginian.
Okay. It's a freeway.
Cookout. It's a freeway. No, it's stop it. I'm breaking myself of that habit. Do we say we're having a cookout and I'm grilling, or am I grilling if I throw a steak on top of charcoal?
Well, don't start in the whole charcoal gas thing. That's a whole nother.
Okay, if I'm cooking over an open flame, what is that considered?
That's cooking.
That's cook.
Well, it's grilling.
Is it grilling or is it a cookout? I'm having a cookout.
Well, if there's multiple people around and paper plates or whatever, then that's a cookout.
Then it's a cookout. If I'm throwing animal flesh on top of an open flame, that's considered grilling.
Animal sacrifice.
Exactly. All right. No, don't say it that way. You're going to scare kids in the car. So I think that grilling should be considered checking off the whole men making dinner thing.
You can't make anything from, like, you can't do any, like, the traditional Thanksgiving Day dishes, Rich?
No.
You don't know how to make green bean casserole?
No.
You just, like, dump a couple of...
No.
Like, mushroom cans of soup and some...
No.
And then just stir it up, really.
That's no. You know my favorite place to go for Thanksgiving?
Where's that?
Texas Day Brazil, Fogo de Chão, Brazilian Steakhouse. Oh, you want to put on a feed bag?
Yeah.
Have all-you-can-eat steak and turkey?
Okay, all you can eat steak sounds good.
Yeah, it's pretty. That's what normally my family does. Ann from RVA says, if Germ does not try to pass off DoorDash as his meal he cooked, he needs to learn to. Oh, he needs to find food scented candles to cover himself. See, our listeners are on top of this stuff for you, Germ. Tell us if I grill, does that count as participating in National Men Make Dinner Day, 833-804-1140. By the way, a couple things I just wanted to bring up in my stack of stories I was going to share with you this morning here on Richmond's Morning News. Gerrymandering cases are continuing. You heard that in our top five. The gerrymandering case in California over Prop 50 that has redrawn the congressional boundaries. They're probably going to wipe out four or five Republican seats will go away with the gerrymandering again. They did it in Texas. They're doing it in California. We're going to do it here in Virginia. I did want to update you. There's two court cases here in Virginia fighting the gerrymandering that we saw take place last week at the General Assembly. The emergency session was called into the General Assembly, and it did pass both houses. And now it will be... We'll have the general election between, then they're going to come right back, and now with...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now with an overwhelming majority in the House of Delegates, the Senate as well, this is going to go back through one more time. So it's going to go back onto, more than likely, unless stopped by the courts, it's going to go back into a referendum that we temporarily, for the next few years, allow the General Assembly to redraw hand-picked congressional districts to buttress gerrymandering from other states. I don't know how this is legal. I don't know how this would be not thrown out by the courts, but one court in Southwest Virginia did not grant a temporary restraining order. They said, we will hear the case after the election. I believe they hear it this week. Maybe even today, maybe yesterday, they're going to hear it. So that judge will give an opinion on whether it's unconstitutional on the basis that you have to be able to post these things at courthouses around the Commonwealth. You also have to have 90 days. You also can't have this during the election. So since we had 45 days of voting, and this was introduced after early voting starting, does that count as an election starting on the first day somebody can cast a ballot, or actually on election day? That'll be challenged in the court. There's another one in Henrico County that is out there, and the judge did not do anything, denies a bid to halt the redistricting proposal here in Henrico County. That judge says no for now, so we'll see what happens, but it's going to continue to go through, so it's something we'll keep an eye on. The redistricting fight in Virginia is just beginning, but the Republicans, after getting walloped at the ballot box on Tuesday, now have their work cut out for them in order to stop the gerrymandering. And if the gerrymandering goes through and the Democrats through the General Assembly are able to redraw some of these districts, they're going to pick off Jen Kiggins, they're going to go after Rob Whitman and a couple other congressmen. They're going to see their districts completely disappear in time for the midterms with just outright gerrymandering. There is no other way to call it. The Democrats say, well, the Republicans did it down in Texas, so in order to stop that, I'm going to make sure that we win these districts back and we'll write these congressional boundaries to allow never there to be another Republican from that district again. It is out and out. It's a power grab. It's gross. It's disgusting. It was gross when they did it down in Texas. I stood up for it. We had the RNC chairman. I said, I don't agree with it. I was polite, but I said, I don't agree with it. I said it down at the time. Be careful what you wish for. You break it, you buy it. Mess around and find out. By the way, I don't say the other one that most people say about the find out part. I just say mess around and find out because you got kids in the car. Mess around and find out. You break the norms, somebody else is going to come into power one day, and they're going to punish you for whatever you did to them. And now we're seeing that with the gerrymandering case, which puts the Republican Party really on its heels. After the election, the Republican Party is on its heels. Now that you have gerrymandering looming over their head like the sword of Damocles, that's hanging over their head. The Republican Party is in serious, serious trouble here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. You want to comment? Feel free. You guys know the text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140 is the James River Air text line. Coming up on the program, what are we going to do? Oh, I do want to talk about the Subway sandwich case. I'm going to get into that. Oh, and one other thing. Today, the administration might have a press conference. Have those of you that are calorically challenged, is that a nice way to put it? For those of you that are overweight, there might be hope when it comes to getting your hands on GLP-1s that have been so stinking expensive. We're talking about the Ozempics, the Wegovys, the Mounjaros. I use it. I'm diabetic, and I've lost a ton of weight. It's expensive, though. It's expensive. There might be an opportunity that the administration is going to be able to bring down the cost of these wonder drugs. We'll talk about that coming up in the next hour as well. All right here. I'm Rich. Thanks for joining us, everybody. This is Richmond's Morning News on News Radio WRVA. Hi, everybody. It's Rich, and this is Richmond's Morning News on News Radio WRVA. Good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. Coming up in the next hour of the program, we'll be joined by Chuck Zingler. He's the commissioner of the Department of Veterans Services. If you're a veteran, you're going to want to hear. If you know somebody that served in uniform, you're going to want to hear what he has to say. We'll talk to him about Veterans Day coming up next Tuesday. There'll be a big celebration tomorrow as we honor the Marine Corps and their 250th birthday at the Virginia War Memorial at 10 o'clock. So as soon as we get done with the show, I'm going to jump in the car, hustle down there for that. Then I also want to talk to him with the government shutdown. And he doesn't have much to do with the government shutdown because it's a federal shutdown. He works for the state. But how can we support some of our veterans that are under the thumb of this shutdown? We'll talk to him about that coming up at 7:35. You don't want to miss it. Also coming up on the program, this crazy story that I saw of the sandwich guy. So there's a guy that was out there protesting. He actually worked for the Department of Justice. He was protesting the federal troops in D.C., was standing there flipping the bird, dropping F-bombs at an officer, and said how much he hated him, and then took his Subway sandwich that he had in his hand and hurled it at the cop. He was arrested. Federal grand jury wouldn't cite him, but he was charged with a misdemeanor. Is it cool to throw a sandwich at a cop under any circumstances? I'd love to hear from you this morning. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140 on the James River Air text line. Is it cool to throw a sandwich at a cop? I say heck no. But we'll discuss that all coming up here on Richmond's Morning News. Hey, thanks for joining us, everybody. Get up, get dressed. Let's get going. It's a Thursday right here on the Voice of Virginia, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.